don't know how it's going to go. What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Hey, Rich, today, special treat leading into the springtime weather.
Yes, I'm trying to get my green thumb.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a green thumb.
It's a green thumb?
Yeah, something we don't have.
Trying just to grow mint.
I can grow mint, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at growing mint. Yeah, so we have with us today, Camille, the Dallas County Masters gardening folks over here. So who do we have, ladies?
Elaine Webster.
Uh-huh.
And Janet D. Smith.
And we also have an extra outside of the mics. Mm-hmm.
Christy Lawrence. Christy Lawrence.
she wasn't sure about speaking.
Should I talk? You can always talk. We're not that kind of podcast. We can include you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On, the podcast. Thank you all for coming on the show.
Yes.
And teaching us about gardening, because I'm going to be stealing some information from you, if you don't mind.
Good.
I'm good at that, Camille.
Yeah, he is good at that.
It's a way to get free advice.
Yeah.
A little education.
And so their Gardeners Association has it's an annual tour, right?
Biannual.
It's biannual.
Biannual. Yeah. Okay, biannual tour coming up.
Yes.
May 18th.
Okay. And so, okay, can you tell us, first of all, we're going to back up a little bit and talk about the association, okay, just itself, okay? So can you guys kind of go into that just a little bit? Like, what do you guys do, like, and all that stuff?
Okay. Well, I'll start. I'll kind of give you the basics. So we are a nonprofit, 501c3, mm-hmm. and we are part of the Texas AgriLife organization,
okay,
as well as the Dallas County Master Gardeners Association.
Mm-hmm.
So our charge is to educate folks on best horticultural practices in the communities. We've got quite a few project gardens, demo gardens, school gardens that we help out with. We also have a research farm that we grow vegetables that is donated then to the homeless and to the food insecure.
Really?
Yeah, it's part of it gets donated down to the Big Tech's Urban Farm Initiative down at Fair Park.
Okay.
So wow. It's very, very cool. Yeah, so you have the research side, and then you also have a donation side to that.
Now, how big are you guys?
There are about 400 Dallas County Master Gardeners.
Okay.
And wow. I believe there's like 7,000 in Texas Master wow. Gardeners, which I believe is the largest in the country.
I'm not one of them.
No.
Okay. So you're relatively new to the association. Did I hear that correctly?
I am, yes.
Okay, now when did you get started and how did you get started?
Well, I'm class of 2022, right after COVID.
Woohoo.
Yes, woohoo. And when I retired from corporate world, one of the things I really wanted to do was become a master gardener. So I'd had a plot in Coppell. They've got wonderful community gardens, two sets of them. Okay. And there were master gardeners in those gardens that were just
beautiful,
amazing. And I learned everything every day I was with them. And they were just a great group of folks.
Really?
And I also found when I retired from corporate world that I wanted to be outside.
Really?
And I also
what did you do in the
And I wanted to
world?
Give back.
Yeah.
I was a director at a insurance organization. It was like an Allstate, but it was a smaller regional. It's called the Republic Group.
Okay. Well, okay. So, I mean, that's an easy transition to gardening.
Insurance
to gardening, right?
But my dad was an agriculture engineer. My mom had a huge garden. We lived in rural Ohio.
Okay. And I was so going to ask.
I grew up.
Okay. You know, now, did you just have your own garden at the house, though you worked in the corporate world?
Oh, yes. And that was my happy place.
What did you
grow? With all the kids and everything.
What did you grow?
I got to go out and dig for a while.
Yes. It's an escape.
Yeah.
What did you grow?
Pretty much everything. You know, vegetables, but I was more of a flower pollinator. I didn't really know about Texas natives back when I was gardening at home.
That's important.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they survive a lot better.
Right.
And your birds and your bees know, you know, what they are because they're familiar with it.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
You see, even things like this, Camille, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought you could just plant anything anywhere, and if you put in the right soil, it'll be fine.
Can't do that. Does
no,
heat?
Kinda.
Does heat?
And well, Janet could tell you a lot more about, she's from a class of 2005 or 2006?
2005.
And she is on our speakers bureau, and she has so much knowledge.
Janet, you're a veteran.
Yes, I am. And I knew absolutely nothing about gardening when I started.
Oh,
and wow. Okay. There's hope for me.
When this acquaintance suggested it, I said, well, I don't know anything about gardening. She says, then you won't have to unlearn any bad habits.
That's a great way to put it.
And that was true because I had no habits because I had never been a gardener. I wasn't raised in a gardening family or anything. And
what drew your interest then?
Yeah.
Well, I had my yard re-landscaped because I live at the bottom of a hill. Okay. And everybody's soil and top dressing ended up in my yard. And I live in an older neighborhood and have a detached garage.
Okay.
And through the years, the soil level increased 6 inches. So the garage was below ground level.
What?
Wow.
And every time it rained, it flooded. And it was, you know, a big hassle. Because I was blessed with a 3-car garage, and I'm one person with one car, so we know what I have in the rest of the garage. And I had to put everything up high because of the floods.
I mean, who engineered that situation?
Right.
Well, it's
years
all
ago.
Over Dallas, where there's the hills. Yeah.
Right.
So I hired a landscape architect that put in retaining walls in the back. And when we were going over the plant, the cost list and what was going to be done, it was so much money to remove the soil. And I thought we were paying somebody to take the soil because it was right after they had dredged White Rock Lake around 2000. Mm-hmm. And they had to pay somebody to receive what they were sucking out of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't it at all. You know, it was the labor involved in removing the dirt.
Yeah.
But on a whim, I said, oh, why don't you dump that in my front yard, which faced west and was a terrible lawn, so nothing to lose, and thought I'd have this, you know, a small space that was raised above the level.
Sure.
Okay.
As luck would have it, it rained when they were supposed to work on it. I went out of town. I came home.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sitting at the stoplight that's one house. I'm one house from the corner with a stoplight, and there's a 600 square foot, 5 foot high berm in my front yard.
What?
And you can imagine what I said.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh. You can say it. Well, are we children? We're children friendly around here, right?
Yeah, we're children friendly.
Well, I was a bit shocked, to say the least.
Sure.
And after that is when my gardening journey began.
Wow.
Now, what do you grow?
I don't grow human edible plants.
Oh.
I grow plants for the pollinators.
Okay.
And back then, I didn't know anything about that. But the landscape architect, who was Carol Feldman, gave me a design that included things that wildlife would like.
Sure.
And although I deviated from the design because I didn't understand the goodness that she put into it, you know, and I added other things that just leaped off the table into my cart at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
And but now it's a pollinator and native plant garden.
Really?
And it comprises my whole front yard.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So
inside yard, right?
Inside yard. Do you have pictures?
Well, is it on the website? Is her home's on the tour, right?
We do not have those pictures yet. We're highlighting the gardens.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
As we're getting closer to the tour, we will have some.
Okay, that'd be great because we want to be able to show some pictures. So I'm one of those people that if I grow something or read something or do anything, it has to be useful to me. Like if I grow something, I want to be able to eat it. Like so I'm growing right now cilantro, jalapeno peppers, like basically a salsa garden. And my things are like this big. I mean, people can't see me, but they're like...
Little. 2 inches.
2 inches, yep. And we're just getting started with it because going into the spring, right? And it's kind of easy to grow if you're doing the right things. But if you're not, right?
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. So, like, getting knowledge is a big deal. And this is a great way to be able to get knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, this tour will be a great source of knowledge because everybody is got... plants that love to grow in their garden.
Yes.
For various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to it, both dependent on the part of the world we're in and specifically your garden, where you have good light, where you have lots of sun, where you have dappled shade, where you have total shade. Every yard has little microclimates and sometimes you have to experiment. But if you realize what you've got, what the growing conditions are in your yard and plant ones that like to thrive in that,
then you're good.
You're off to a much better start than plopping something that needs total shade down in your big sunny yard.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I've learned that about Japanese lace leaf maples. Some people, they're in the perfect spot.
Right. Oh, yeah. But
they'll thrive and they'll get amazing and you'll just, but then other people, they'll plant them in like not so good of an area and they just die within months.
Yeah. Really. I love the term dappled shade. They love the dappled shade.
The dappled shade. They do.
Okay. Now, otherwise they get burnt.
Okay. So let's go to the association. I think, did we get off track there? Did we ever talk about it? Okay. So we always get off track because. Well, I host this thing. Okay, so tell me about the association, or tell us about, I know she knows more about it than I do, but tell us about the association. When did it start? Like, what's the history with it?
Master Gardener started
maybe 1986.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, and not in Texas, but they got to Texas pretty quick.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think it was 1979 they started.
Okay.
And then 1986 they made it to Texas.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I had to look that up.
Did you?
I didn't know that.
And then I guess just over time, the community was supporting itself by adding members, right, to the association, because you guys have a membership deal here, right? And then just over time, it just grew and grew and grew.
Yeah, and we're under the Texas AgriLife Extension Service.
Okay.
And every state through their land grant college, which for us is Texas A&M.
Okay.
Has an extension service that includes agents of horticulture and other aspects of life. And we're there to help them educate the public, because there's like one horticulture agent for the Dallas County.
Okay. You know, gotcha.
It's just too big to talk to people.
That's right.
So we're kind of their volunteer arm to go out and to educate the public.
So you guys, you're an official 501c3, correct? So
yes.
in the website, just so y'all know, it's DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org. So that's DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org. And they have a ton of information on the website, Camille.
Yeah, they do. I love this.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
There's also a great search feature where you can find a lot of information up at the top right.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep,
oh, yeah.
Right here. If you have a subject you want, or a garden that you want to find out about, one of our project gardens or school gardens.
Nice.
No, this is great, because at the end of the day, there's so many people that have like a little garden in their backyard and it's sort of, you know, what do you call it? Like, you know, it kind of relieves.
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic. Yeah, that's a great word. I have a tough time with words.
He does.
That's why you're a radio host.
Yeah, right? But, you know, but seriously, it's very therapeutic. But a lot of people, they get frustrated, to be honest with you, because they don't know, they don't have the education behind them. And for you guys to come together like this as a community and provide that education, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
So, and you guys have a Facebook page and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yes, we do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you real quick, were you going to say something?
No, I was going to say, let's take a little break.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break. By the way, we're over here at Ebby Holiday off of Mockingbird
and Abrams.
Right across from our
friend Mr. Palmer.
My friend Mr. Palmer, Palmer's Chicken.
That's right.
Have you been to Palmer's?
No, oh my gosh, so good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. He's like the best. Yeah. We should go see
him. We live right here, and we need to stop in there.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to
go see Palmer's.
Our next chair meeting.
Go get, what's the big?
The mother clucker?
Yes, the mother clucker. Yes. We can say mother clucker.
No, we can say that. Their sides are good, too.
The sides of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. But so it's right across the street from, or right across the parking lot, right across from the parking lot from Palmer's.
Yep.
So, yeah, so thank you, you know, for Ebby Holiday and their team.
Yeah, for letting us host here. Yeah. So we'll come right back and talk about the tour and tickets and what all that goes to.
And all this stuff that they're doing in the community, which is pretty dang cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
Thank you.
And we're back.
With the Dallas County Master Gardeners Club.
Yeah, okay.
Or so association.
Association. Yeah. Yeah. It's a club.
Yeah, it's a club, it's I a guess, kind
of. It's a club. Okay, real quick, just a correction. We said biannual.
Yes, which that for means, the tour.
That means twice a year.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of work, y'all. Look, I didn't get that far in school. So we actually mean it's semi-annual. So yes. It's every other year.
For the garden tour.
Yes, for the garden tour that we're about to be talking about. Yep. So semi-annual.
And we also have joining us now the president.
Yeah, Monica Nagel.
Yeah.
So Monica's here. She's the current acting president. Now, how long does the president last? 2 years. Okay, so it's 2 years. And now can you get re-elected? No. Wow. You better enjoy your time. How much longer do you have?
About 8 months.
Yeah. Oh, so you're like coming up on your final year. So you don't have to run for re-election. No. That's great. We should tell our politicians that. Okay. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the community aspect because really, you guys do some really cool things.
Yeah.
And obviously, Camille and I love the community. And so, and you guys beautify it. Is that a word?
Yeah, it's a word.
Really?
Yes.
Golly. But I made it up. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about that.
So we have, within the Master Gardeners group, we have project gardens that we work on, demo gardens, also school gardens. And then we also have, I think I mentioned, the research center that does research on plants as well as grows vegetables that then go to feeding the food insecure. Wow. So there's quite a few different pieces of what we do. We also have a large speakers bureau, which Janet is part of. And they go around and, you know, organizations can ask them to come by and talk about pollinators or all kinds of things, shade plants or...
Okay.
It's all on the website. If you go under the help button, it'll have speakers bureau.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have lots of different topics, lots of different speakers.
Amazing.
So...
Yeah, no, that's great.
And the speakers group is pretty amazing.
Really?
I mean, they're like professional speakers that you would pay to have come out and speak with your group.
That's very cool.
And, wow. Yeah, it's an amazing group of people. And there's all kinds of subject matter. And again, go to DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org.
Yes.
There's a lot of information here.
So going back to the, how does it work with the food and how you guys feed the homeless and the food insecure? Like,
well, how does that work? It comes from the research. I believe it's the research center that all of our food that goes to down to Big Tech's to their urban farm project.
RB1. Okay.
And they, I'm sorry.
RB1, Rain Catchers, and
Template,
the primary.
Okay. So we actually have three of our project gardens that donate the food.
Which ones
and
are they?
And it's RMB1, which is out in Rowlett.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Rain Catchers Garden, which is on...
Midway and Royal.
Okay, right up the street.
Okay.
And Temple Emanuel.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Those three gardens grow vegetables.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, just really quick, what does it take to be a master gardener? Just wondering.
Well, there is, and so if you go out to the website, there's a place up at the top that you click on, how do you become a master gardener?
Yep.
But basically, you do have to, there is a process that you go through. You fill out an application and it gets reviewed. So you have to get accepted that way. And then there's a class that that you go through. They have a class every winter that usually starts January and it's three or 4 months.
Okay.
And you normally have class once a week and you've got homework and there's tests and things like that you go through. And then there's a lot of like outside speakers that come in and just all kinds of educational information that comes at you during those 4 months.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty intense, but amazing.
So
sounds like you're gonna have to grow more than mint and jalapenos.
I know.
Well, you would learn how to.
Yeah. So if you're thinking like me, like just growing mint and blue bonnets, it's not gonna work.
No, you're not gonna be a master.
You're not gonna be a master gardener.
It's a start.
It is a start.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you would learn how to compost. You'd learn about turf grass. Just the insects, you know, your good insects versus your bad insects. And
how much does it cost to do that?
That's a very nominal cost to become, because a lot of this is funded through the Texas A&M AgriLife organization.
They have great programs. That's where a buddy of mine, Scott, he oversees the golf courses for the PGA and Omni. And he has his degree out there. Yeah, he has his doctorate in horticulture. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Yeah. I always say he's a doctor in grass. Hey, my elbow hurts. Can you help me?
No,
I can't.
Yes. So tell us more about the garden
tour. We're very excited about this year's tour. We've got 8 gardens that will be featured on the tour. 6 of them are residential gardens. 2 of them are White Rock Lake properties.
Okay.
They are all either, the residential gardeners are owned by master gardeners. So they are the master gardener gardens. Yes. And they're beautiful. They're amazing. And then the 2 White Rock Lake gardens were created by master gardeners and are maintained by the master gardeners.
Okay.
So it's very cool. And we kind of chose the East Dallas area. Mm-hmm. We had one of our master gardeners had asked if she could be on the tour this year. And we looked at the pictures of her garden and went, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. It's right along like a river creek. It's a huge lot and is just absolutely beautiful. And so us co-chairs that were running the show live in East Dallas also. So we thought we would like to do an East Dallas tour.
Yeah, that's
and so
right.
We started looking around. We knew we wanted to add the Bathhouse Cultural Center as one of our main garden areas at White Rock Lake. So we chose that, and then we started looking for gardens in the area that were Master Gardener gardens that were all unique and different and had different types of plants, different types of topography. And East Dallas is such a cool area.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's, you know, like Monica's garden is actually on the tour. And it's along White Rock Park.
Is it?
So there's a lot of natural topography that's complemented by these gardens.
What do you grow, Monica? I know she's not on the mic, but we'll repeat what she says.
What do I grow? I try to focus on native and adaptive plants, but it's still a process.
Okay.
So I'm a fairly newbie to the movement, so I'm slowly replacing what I have with natives and adaptive plants. I'm on the edge of Norbuck Park, so I encourage the wildlife to come into my yard.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So she says native and adaptive. Now what
is
adaptive?
Which is Texas adaptive plants. So they're plants that aren't Texas natives, but they grow really well here.
Okay.
The heat and the drought.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can sustain the heat and the drought, as well as our winters that are getting colder. It's amazing. They can sustain that. So if you plant the right plants. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, is we also have several of our gardens are vegetable gardens.
Yay, that's me.
Yeah, so we have one of the gardeners has, I think, 6 different raised beds in her backyard. That are just filled with vegetables. And then we have several other gardens, including Monica's, who have utilized their alleyways to grow vegetables. So they've used like their easements, you know, all of the space they can find to grow plants, which
Very
is really
nice.
Cool. It shows kind of your use of space that you can do in the city, you know. Yeah.
Do you run into greenhouses, like people that have their own little greenhouses?
Yes.
Okay, my friend Vince Pacente, who's been on the show, who lives off of Fisher.
Yeah, he's got a fabulous greenhouse.
An amazing greenhouse. Yeah, you've been back
there.
It's so big. And he used all of his brick was donated by people in the community that the I guess the walkway or the floor.
Yeah, the floor.
His stuff
that's
is
cool.
raised. Yeah, he did a really good job with it.
Yeah. That's so cool. How much are tickets for the tour?
So the tickets are $18 before the day of the tour, $22 at the door.
Okay.
And that will get you into all of the gardens.
Very cool.
Yes, it'll be rain or shine. And gardeners love rain, so, you know, if it rains, we will be out there.
Rain or shine, I love
rain
that.
Or shine,
and you
yes.
just stop in on the different ones at your own leisure, right?
Yes. And you can easily get to all of these gardens since they're so close together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Several of them are either neighbors of each other. And the other thing is, too, I think we kind of touched on this, but we will have educators and speakers at every garden throughout the day.
That was the question.
Yes, and they'll be talking on all different sorts of topics.
Okay.
You know, we've got bees and, you know, the shade gardens versus the sun, container gardening, composting, an arborist who can talk about your trees and, you know, best ways to care.
Okay.
All kinds of different.
I noticed on the website, too, there's a calendar, and you guys have, like, a bunch of stuff laid out on the calendar. So what's all on the calendar?
So there, and again, this goes back to our outreach program and our Speakers Bureau. They do a lot of classes and educational activities that the public, you know, can attend. So definitely go out to that calendar, because there are a lot of opportunities.
Right.
We also, those are also will show up on Facebook.
Okay.
So people can get notifications. I
literally just clicked over to the Facebook, and you guys have, so somebody posts very regularly.
Like, yes.
I love it.
Yes. We have someone that is really good at posting. And then we also have a monthly magazine, online magazine that comes out. And it is called
Grow, Know, and Go.
And I have to ask the term because I can say it. And you can sign up for that newsletter on the website also.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
And that also will provide you with a calendar of events coming up.
Okay.
And Go, Know, and Grow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. No, I love this.
Grow, know, and go. But you don't need to know that. You just go to the website.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, and you can sign up for it.
On the Facebook page, it says tomato and pepper plant pop-up sale. Damn it, I would have went over there. Y'all are laughing, but I really would have went over there.
You're going to have to check it out more often.
Yeah, I mean, for real. There's like 4,200 members of just the Facebook page.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, we do have quite a following on our different website and the social media.
You all are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you're so on top of it. I love it.
And you're showing me a little schedule here.
Well, actually, I want to do a shout out to some of our main sponsors.
Oh, yes.
May I do that?
Yeah.
100% because
and these are sponsors of the garden tour.
Okay, perfect.
For this year's tour.
It's why your tickets are so low, people.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, all of the proceeds goes to directly back into the organization to help us with our outreach, with our gardens, with the providing the food to the food insecure. It all goes towards that.
Okay.
But it's The Advocate, Candy and Sean Wald, CPA, Digging in the Dirt, which is Susie Rince is the owner of that, Jackson Sells, Ruho Boots, which is part of Parking Systems of America, Arborological Services, Metro Maples, Native Plant Society of Texas, the Dallas chapter, and Redentas, and the Gardener Dallas LLC. Those are some of our main sponsors for this year.
Wow.
And then partnering also Rubles and also North Haven. I want to mention also them.
North Haven's great.
Yes, they are. Both of those two are great sources of the native plants and the pollinators.
Yeah, they are.
And they also have really good folks there that can guide you to the, help you out.
So can I grow basil and cilantro in the same pot?
I don't see why not.
Is it okay? Really?
It might just make them a little smaller.
Cilantro is more of a cold weather, cool season plant.
Is it really? Damn it.
Unless you want them growing at different times, sometimes that works too.
Yeah.
You can kind of put plants together that grow at different times.
Yeah, at different times, yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so, and I have, can I ask a few more questions?
So can you
like do mix like different kinds of tomatoes to where they come out to like a mixture of them together, or they breed together? Is that like a thing?
Like, I think you have to actually
cross-pollinate.
How does that
cross-pollinate work? That would be a question for it. We do have the master gardeners work down at the greenhouse at the Discovery Gardens, and also the Raincatcher's Garden are probably two that do a lot of
research. I feel like we're going to have to graft them together.
Yeah,
really?
But there are folks that, could work on that, but probably not you as a...
But so if you grow like a tomato and like basil in the same pot, like it's not going to be like a basil flavored tomato.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Mm-hmm. I think good they're laughing thought, at but... me. so like there's like all of these questions that I have because, you know, seriously, I don't really know a whole lot. I know some things are easier than others. But when it comes to things like that, like pretty sophisticated stuff, like you just kind of want to know.
That'd be like putting jelly beans and chocolate in a bowl and thinking you're going to get chocolate jelly beans.
That could happen.
I don't think it's going to
happen. If you melt it, right?
That'd be like graphing the plants together if you like graph them.
Yeah. Monica just remind me of something else we should mention along with what we provide for education to the community.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We also have a help desk that you
can ask questions.
You can ask any questions. And
don't blow them up, okay?
There is a group of seasoned master gardeners that will answer your questions.
Really?
Yes. And the master gardeners also, a lot of them have, and I'm new, so I don't have any of the extra designations, but there's also a lot of specialization and additional education that folks do to be, you know, an expert in maybe in the arborological in trees or in either in landscape architect or in, I don't know, soil.
Vegetables.
Okay. Yeah.
Insects,
yes. All kinds of entomology, all kinds of things.
Rainwater.
I promise I'm not going to blow it up.
They're going to block you.
No, I'm not. Why is one of my leaves on my basil tree brown? First of all, it's not a tree. No, I think that's really cool, though, because, like,
yeah.
I mean, the reality is, like I said, people do this for therapeutic reasons. And, you know, so many people, I don't know what the stats are, that have gardens or even just a small little deal in their backyard.
I can't tell you how many plants I've killed because it's just, you know, with the sun and the drought here, oh, my gosh, it's difficult.
She's a cactus person.
Mint. I'm good with a mint.
Two drops. The hardest thing that frustrates us are orchids.
Oh, I love orchids, too. Yeah, I love them. Once you find the right little spot for them,
right.
Boom.
We had our first one that we've ever had together with my wife and I. Bloom, not that we ever had, but we've killed them all. Like they started great. Like,
yeah, you buy them already.
And then they just die and never come back. But so this last one though, it actually bloomed.
Yeah, if you get the right spot in your home, like they just thrive. Yeah,
and water them correctly.
Yeah, that's the
ice cubes.
Not very much. Yeah,
it's ice cubes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Just moisture. If they're in a bathroom, it's got a lot of moisture. That works.
Really?
Yeah, in the air.
I didn't know that. Does it have to be next to a window?
They like light. But certain windows, right? Like the west something?
Yeah, you wouldn't want a bright light.
No. It's got to be.
Indirect?
Yeah. Bright indirect light. Yeah. Gosh. They like to grow on the bark of trees in Hawaii. That's where they thrive.
Well, that makes sense. So that means they like, that's indirect light because they'd be
indirect light. And they like that woody. You know how they're, you know, the soil is not really soil. It's wood.
Wood. What? Camille over here. Maybe you should be a master. She's lying. She does not just grow mint.
I do. I don't grow much. I'm terrible with tomatoes and I love them, but
tomatoes are tough.
They like the cool nights, which we don't get in the summer. That's why they do better in the spring and fall here.
I woke up this morning. It was like 40.
Yeah, they'll do good now. As soon as the summer comes. Yeah.
When it cools down to a clean 88.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming on the show. This is just awesome. I love everything about it.
So you go to the website and buy tickets.
Which is DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org.
Yep.
Yes.
So spell it right.
Yeah.
We're working on shortening that up a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah. And go to their calendar too. Like she said, there's a ton of information there and I mean, just check it out. A lot of great stuff.
So thank you ladies for
being
here.
And happy gardening to everybody out there.
Yes. Happy gardening. We're in that season, right?
Yeah. And if you want to reach them, just let us know. We'll get you in contact with one of the ladies over here and get you started.
Yeah. Get you going.
There ain't no reason to kill your stuff.
No. I always feel bad when I do that too.
Y'all should give everybody that joins like a green thumb, like one of those, like a rubber green thumb.
Oh, you don't put on.
Put on, and they get to do a thumbs up.
Do you have one of those, Janet?
No, I was going to say our badge is our green thumb.
Oh, your badge, yeah.
You should get green rubber thumbs.
Yeah, hand them out at the tour.
I'm a marketing guy, so that's kind of my thing. All right, thank y'all again. Camille, for this week, that's all I got. Go check out the garden tour.
And thank you to Abby Holiday for letting us host.
In the conference. Yeah. All right. Well, Camille, that's all I got for this week. What in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.